Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Crescent Moon.
That's them.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And
okay.
What had prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Crescent Moon on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And I know that you're in the 56473, but how far do you typically travel for the work?
Well, if the work is worth it, we'll travel anywhere in Minnesota.
Okay. So it sounds like as long as it's just within reason, you're pretty open to taking on.
Right. I mean, I'm not gonna go down south to say Rochester or something like that to a $200 job or a $400 job, but I mean, if I was going down to Rochester and inflate a whole house, that would make it worth it.
Excellent. Okay. So
you know,
the reason it does, yeah, maybe the better the job, the further you go, kind of thing, right?
Right.
So the reason that I ask about the area, and it's the same reason we're calling today, is we had that first page position become available in your geographic area for the category of insulation. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. If we were to program Crescent Moon in to appear there, they block out a space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer those same services. So, and you might be familiar with the guys who are there now. Do you know Anchor Attic and Retro Insulation or Expert Insulation at all?
Yeah, I actually used to work for Expert.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they're the locals there too. They're just one of the ones that are benefiting from being listed there now. And that's where we would list you, so now you'll be an option when people search from there as well. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Benjamin Moon.
Benjamin, it's nice to meet you. Is it just you, Benjamin, or are you and a partner or a crew?
So I own the company, and then I have two guys that work for me.
You have a two-man crew. Okay. And
yeah.
How long have you been in business in the area there?
We've been working on a lot of stuff over the years, over the last, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years. We've been kind of working on building up to this, but we actually just started our LLC and all of our stuff, kind of all of our legal stuff. We just started just this last like month or so.
Oh, okay. So you've been just operating without the LLC, and then just last month you took the steps to...
Yeah, we didn't do a whole lot of jobs. We did some stuff for friends here and there. You know, it was like, well, I can't really afford to have experts come in and do all this. You know, you guys know how to do it. Can you just do it for me? Kind of stuff like that, you know, family, friends. And then we started just kind of deciding that it was like, hey, it's time to just do this. Because I didn't take any jobs that were, you know, somebody that I didn't know. I just kind of left it as a skill that I had, and then now I just decided, it's like, well, I was a mechanic for a long time, and then I got to realizing that just was not profitable. And then I worked for a friend of mine doing tree work. Here and there, but there again, it's just not as profitable as I'd like it to be. So now I've actually talked to him a little bit, and he's kind of interested in maybe selling his company. So I think I may just be maybe just owning companies and having people run them for me, kind of thing.
Well, can't beat that. That sounds like the best.
Right. That's kind of where I've been sitting right now. And the two guys that work for me for insulation, they do a lot of the work, and I'm usually out working full-time for the street service. and doing other stuff, working on cars a little bit here and there. And a lot of times I don't even get out on the jobs. I go out and bid them, and then I have my guys go out and do them.
Okay, that sounds ideal. Okay, so, and it sounds like the timing might be perfect for this. So you see value in all of this, right, being listed there on Google?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. The biggest issue there is, you know, is how much is it going to cost me?
Oh, yeah, I can pull that up. You know, really, the hard part about getting to that first page, it's not really the cost. It's the availability of the geographic area, and that we have. That's why we're calling through the area today. And the good news is because you're new full-time, you can qualify for the promotion that they're running right now. It's called a new in business rate, and that's a reduced rate that they have just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing Amy. She's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Benjamin, I think what I'm hearing from you is, being that we have that area open for programming today, if we can make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of the biggest reason why we're not doing it yet. I mean, I spent just the last month or so, when I did all the LLC and all that stuff. I mean, I had to have all that stuff put together, and it ends up costing a lot more than you think it's going to, you know. And then I just bought a brand new Duramax as well, and it definitely drains the pocketbook, that's for sure.
Right. And, you know, we know the cost that's involved with starting up a company. That's why we have this new in business rate in place, to make it easy for you to get your foot in the door. But yeah, let me grab Amy. I'll get you that pricing. I know you're going to love it. Hang on here. Hey, Benjamin.